Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you have any suggestions for our trivia or our list segment that happened at the end of the show, you can holler at us on Twitter at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, at TSB Pod. You guys watching any baseball?
Nope.
Not really. No.
I'm watching baseball, and I think you know why I'm watching baseball. Because my team's really fucking good right now. Well, my team's better than average right now.
I don't even know my team's record. I just assume it's awful.
Your AL West leading Oakland Athletics. Athletics. Yeah, they swept the Mariners, swept the Rangers, swept the Astros, then promptly lost two to the Angels because Mike Trout's really good at baseball. You ever seen Mike Trout? He hits lots of home runs. He also is really good in center field. Also fast.
Mike Trout, some would say he has baseball gills.
Go! I mean, you would say that. I don't think anyone
would
say that.
Well, I've seen Mike Trout scale the wall.
Jesus. You got any more?
I don't think so.
It's a shame. It's a damn shame.
I've seen Mike Trout hit a hook. Yeah. I'm definitely done.
Get caught on a hook? You don't see him get caught on hooks very often. There you go. That's where it was.
Hey, Mike Trout might pitch one day, then you could give him the hook. That's the only way.
No, mine was better. Oh, man. So how about them Portland Trailblazers, huh?
Portland!
Oh, we talk about Dame last week as if it's just this unbeatable, amazing performance, and it was. And then he comes back and goes for 61. And that three at the end, too, like that's one of those shots. That's like a fuck you shot. It's like I like the one that bounced up 8 feet above the backboard and then decided to just go straight down. That's like you know what, your other team, you're just not going to win. It doesn't matter what you do. This is it. And so Dame goes for 61. And by the way, they were tied when he made that shot too. He tied it. So without that shot, the Blazers lose the game.
But I mean, the 61, obviously great. You know, well, I think he's the second player all time to score 60 plus three times in a year.
Yep, with Wilt Chamberlain.
But the game before where he just had 53 or whatever he had.
A pedestrian 53.
It was a casual. Like, it wasn't even, like, exciting. It was just like, I'm going to shoot 60% from the field and make 15 free throws.
What's the thing?
And it was
not shooting.
A great game, but it wasn't like
shooting high volume.
He's not going Iverson.
No.
He's taking minimal bad shots.
Well, the game
has a couple where he's trying to get fouled and just like,
I mean,
you know, stops and heaves and tries to draw the foul. But other than
I'm clearly not alone on this. But I was saying on here like 6 weeks ago, if anyone is meant to go on a 3 week tear where they average 40 a game, it's Dame.
This team and that guy. You know, I was noticing against Dallas. They did a really good job with doing the pick and roll and getting him – somehow they kept getting him matched up against Porzingis outside the three-point line. Ooh, ooh. And he just go by him every single time. It's easy because there's nobody else who's going to come over and block a shot or anything like that. And so it's literally just Porzingis. And then you get him outside, it's done.
I'm sure there's some advanced metric like MOP or – DeVooper or something that measures pick and roll offense. But Nurk and Dame on the pick and roll,
yeah,
they're really good. And I'm not saying they're Stockton and Malone, but what I will say
for Sabrina that, and Ruthie.
But what I will say is that Dame's threes off the pick and roll are mathematically cooler and more important than John Stockton's 19-foot jumpers for two.
He's done more of those draw the foul threes too.
He's looking in the last few games.
I don't know how he makes those. Those are so difficult. I mean, it's one thing to pull up from 30 like he does with on a regular basis, but to do like the jump lean thing where you're like splaying your legs out and going like this to shoot the ball, like I don't know how a person gets good at that. Because clearly he practices it a lot, and he makes most of them.
Lillard clearly has that body control, that really annoying body control that Harden has.
Yeah.
Where he really kind of sees it before it happens, and he's shooting it normally, like in a he's shooting how he wants to shoot it, but he's shooting it in a fashion where he's purposely just ridiculously drawing fouls.
Yeah, and really,
and eventually
really
people will hate
balance.
Damian for it. Like, I hate Harden for doing it.
Yeah. He's just really off balance every time he shoots it.
But I don't think he is, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows.
Not for him.
His move,
yeah.
Right.
His move's to curl on that screen and then stop short so the guy, like, gets him in the back.
Yep.
And then he kind of uses that guy coming from his back, and he's, you know, he catches that forward momentum getting his shot going. So
whether there's contact or not.
Yeah. It is controlled because it's literally a jump stop and then go. So I'm sure he just practiced that shot, dribbling on his right, jump stop, you know, kind of a lean forward three, you know, thousands of times.
Thing I was thinking about earlier is this is what Damian Lillard is like if you put him in a bubble. Like if it's just basketball. You know, he plays basketball, eats, plays basketball some more.
Spits some hot fire.
Yeah, spits some hot fire into the mic in his fucking hotel room. Yeah. I wonder if they soundproof the hotel room. I haven't seen anything about
it. I've seen his setup it's not that impressive.
It's not. No. It's like mic and laptop.
Like the mic is expensive, obviously, but the soundproofing thing is just kind of not.
Oh, it's like underground rapper status.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
you go in a closet with a microphone and put up some egg cartons or whatever.
Pretty much.
But he's Dame Dolla, so he can do whatever the hell he wants, and it's still going to be fire.
He's got hot beef with Skip Bayless right now, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, we should stop talking about Skip Bayless because we're giving him a venue. Our 14 listeners.
16. I checked the analytics.
Excuse me. My bad.
Say, this is the dangerous Dame, the like meme mugging, talking shit to no crowd Dame.
I love that after the game. There's no one there, and he's just sitting there mean mugging, put some fucking respect on my name. And then when he's a post game interview with Taylor Rooks or whoever it was, he's legitimately angry for the first minute. I didn't come here to waste my time. I didn't come here to do that. We asked them to give us a shot at the playoffs. That's why we're here. That's what we're doing. And then he's like, oh, and thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, it was a lovely chat.
Yeah,
that was my question when seeing him say, put some fucking respect on my name. Who is he talking to?
Skip Bayless.
I know who he's talking to.
Oh, but who is he?
But who is on the right side of the camera there? It just happens to be standing, like some random camera guy just standing there, like or a sound guy with the boom or whatever. You're just like, hey, what did I say? I picture that being like a Jimmy Fallon sketch or something like that, where it's just some guy standing over there. Hey, what did I say to you, Damian Lillard?
It's just what? Guillermo sitting over there.
Why you yelling at me? I said nothing about your name.
Some stereotypical Italian guys running the cameras.
It's Lillard time. I love it. America, what a country. All right, so I might need some help explaining the play-in scenario here.
I think it's pretty simple.
So Portland has the eight locked, right? Yeah.
No.
No.
I thought they did.
If the Blazers win, if
so
the
they
Blazers
have to win,
they're the eight seed. Yeah. If everyone loses, they're the eight seed. They would need two. If two of the teams lose, you know, Spurs, Suns, Grizz, if two of them lose, they're guaranteed the nine.
Mm-hmm.
So it pretty much, yeah, it just goes Blazers, Grizz, Suns, Spurs, kind of in that order of.
So they're in the play-in game either way.
No, if they lose and two of the teams win, they are not in.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why yesterday was so important, because if they lost yesterday, they go from, well, now they're in eighth, but then ninth to 11th.
Mm-hmm. No, like, you'll see, like, look at my phone. That's all the scenarios for this game. I literally have it in front of me. I can read the whole thing, but it's still confusing as hell.
So they play the last game. I think two of the teams play a one. I mean, if two – and all three teams play in front of them. So if two of them lose, they're guaranteed in.
Yeah, Portland plays – like, the other two games are at 1 o'clock and Portland's at 6.
What time is the Memphis-Milwaukee?
I think that's the one – I think that's – Memphis is at 1, I believe.
I mean, good for the Grizz. You know, if you're a Grizzly fan, that Giannis is suspended.
Mm-hmm. That does help.
Probably wasn't going to play much anyway.
Probably not, and I bet you Milwaukee just doesn't tank. But Chris Middleton probably plays 19 minutes. I can't name another Milwaukee Buck, but I was waiting for one. But
Dante Vincenzo.
Oh, White Dante. That's right. Dante Vincenzo.
The Lopez brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The brothers Lopez.
I don't think they're on the Bucks, are they?
They are. Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Malcolm Brogdon, but Malcolm Brogdon is a pacer.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon could only be a pacer.
Speaking of brothers, the brother Sklar filled in for Rome today. That was pretty fun to listen to.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hadn't heard them in a while. They got that Cheap Seats podcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapy!
From the Cheap Seats, I think it's called.
They did one with Rex Chapman like last week. And Rex Chapman, I know you guys have seen him because he's very big on Twitter nowadays. And so it was interesting to hear them talk with him about all that stuff. It's weird how people turn into social media brands, and Rex Chapman is very much turned into one of those.
Very much.
It's really interesting.
Just for posting other people's shit.
Right.
Being
an aggregator.
Talk shit about Trump and post funny videos, man.
Well, we started the blocker charge.
Yeah.
Showing video of someone falling or getting hit, blocker charge, and then that just took off.
That was great.
Well, and speaking of, you know, people who formed a social media brand and now host radio, I think it was Monday, I was listening to about 10 minutes of the Pat McAfee show.
Right.
It happens to be on the commute, and sometimes I'll listen.
It does.
And he had on Merrill Hodge. I don't know if you guys need a refresher of Merrill Hodge, but used to be on like Edge NFL matchup.
Been a while since I've seen
Pittsburgh
Merrill.
Steeler, fullback, whatever he was. And he's the guy that, you know, would drive home and get lost because he had concussions, right?
Yes.
And then in retirement, he decided concussions were a hoax.
Yep.
And CTE is a hoax. Not a hoax, but it's a hoax in football players. So long story short, Pat McAfee is listening to him be like, oh, yeah, if you're a band member, you're more likely to get CTE than if you're a lineman. Literally. Or a theater or a thespian, he said. And then he starts talking about COVID, and Pat McAfee, who's very new to the radio game, right?
Yeah.
He's not polished at all. I mean,
he is very, very outspoken and has very brash opinions.
Yes, but he's not nuanced in anything.
Got him his gig, basically.
So he's trying to pull back from Merrill Hodge being like, oh, yeah, only, 5,000 Americans have actually got COVID.
Right.
It's a hoax, blah, blah, blah. And he keeps on trying to pull back. And then I saw a clip later, and, you know, Pat McAfee sitting there in his, you know, 6-inch inseam jorts and shirt, you know, sleeveless shirt. And I'm like, yeah, Pat, you got to get a little more polished, because that guy was just peddling conspiracy shit.
Yeah, you could feel free to drop him at any point.
And he wouldn't. And I read his, you know, the mentions on Twitter, and they were like, Pat, love ya. That guy's a nutball.
Yeah, no more of that, fool.
No more of that.
Where's the, you know, medical study on CTE and believing in, you know, these conspiracies? Because Larry Johnson, I mean,
that guy.
That dude is that fucking dude. The farthest out you could be. I mean, he's gone.
Oh, yeah. And
gone from reality.
That guy sees Pizzagate and...
Who'd you say?
Larry Johnson.
That's running back.
Yeah. Chiefs running back.
Yes.
That dude.
Not grandmama.
Grandma.
No. Yeah.
That dude is
probably
nuts.
20 concussions, Larry Johnson.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we need many studies to kind of make a few assumptions about the
effect. That your brain turns to mush. Yeah.
So back to the Zers, I guess. I saw this thing earlier about the bubble MVP, and it listed four players. Dame is one of them, averaging 37 points, which, by the way, again, he started out slow. So we talked about it last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. It must have been last week. How he didn't really do much before that 45-point game. He hadn't really needed to. And then he came out, scored 45, then, you know, 53, then 60. So he's averaging 37. Four and a half rebounds, over 9 assists. Luka, by the way, averages a triple-double in the bubble. He's averaging 32 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. Devin Booker, 31 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. And TJ Warren, 31 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. So it's kind of
– Luka's averaging a triple-double?
It's pretty – yeah, well done. It's pretty hard to say that it's not Luka, isn't it? I mean –
well, I think people's all aboard.
So MVP, it's got to be Dame.
Everyone's all aboard. They're all a book. Everyone loves Book right now.
It's Dame or Book.
Yeah.
If Book has
undefeated
yet.
In the bubble. I know.
Booker's yeah. 7 – if Phoenix makes it, whether they're the 8 or the 9, and let's say whoever eliminates them, God, I –
I mean, hitting daggers in PG's face. I mean, yeah.
So, but in fairness, who doesn't hit daggers in PG's face?
Right. The other note is, who really gives a shit unless these guys are collecting a check on this MVP?
The funny thing is I was reading something about all these bubble awards they're giving out.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see these players act excited.
Are we going to see these on people's
in the bubble? Is
I mean, are we going to see this on people's like
bios?
You know, their bios, like,
absolutely.
For Hall of Fame nods.
That Wikipedia.
Are you going to see bubble MVP? I mean, uh-huh. That's going to carry some fucking weight in conversations.
You know, I was. I don't know if you guys saw any of the Timbers footage of them coming back with the trophy and celebrating with that trophy. It's
what?
Funny.
They have a trophy.
They do. And I saw them win.
What?
I saw them win, and we all saw it, and we're like, hey, great day for Portland. The Timbers won the whatever it is. And then you see the trophy, and it's very much borderline kid sports trophy. You know, it's like a little cup like this, and it says MLS is back champions or something on it. It is super, like, cliche youth sports trophy. And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, that's right. I guess they didn't really win anything substantial, did they?
Well, but in fairness.
Similar to the CONCACAF tournaments?
Well, they won is now they get to play in the CONCACAF tournament. Oh, that's right. What they get. That's the big takeaway for them. The trophy, I guess you put it up.
You're going to put that up next to the real tournament?
It's the MLS. Like, yeah. Vancouver, Portland, and Seattle play for a Cascadia Cup.
Cascadia Cup, man.
Okay.
What's Vancouver's team name?
Dwight Caps.
Good job.
White Craps.
White Craps and the Flounders.
Yeah, shittle.
Figure it out, Steve.
Yeah. Start a bonfire. Put Seattle on top.
And what state are you in right now, bro?
Shit.
Yeah,
I bleed that green and black. What?
It's definitely gold.
Is that what Timbers are?
Yeah.
Are they green and gold or green and black?
Yeah, they got gold.
I think they have a red jersey too.
Gold trim. They used to. I don't know if they still do. That was the alternative kit.
Kit. Yeah. Can't just say shorts and a shirt. No. It's a kit.
Got about the socks. Yeah. Got the soccer socks up to the knees.
And the sweater. Sweater. Oh boy. Hockey wear sweaters too, right? So hockey wear sweaters.
Yeah, that's what they call your jerseys, I thought, sweaters.
Yeah, that's right.
Hockey right now is a sport that I only realize is on when I see that they had no positive COVID tests. Other than that, no clue. I see there was some like 6 overtime game last night.
I think it was five.
They canceled another game, so that game started at like 8 o'clock in the
eight
morning.
8 o'clock. Time. Yeah. Well, they're playing
even in COVID times, we still have a hard time being interested in hockey.
Well, America's Sharks aren't in it.
Other than when you're Sharks, exactly right. Yeah.
I mean,
our Sharks. I mean, I was born in San Jose, so they're
Joe Thornton, I think.
Is this a Sharks podcast? Ski, how do you feel about the Sharks?
I hate the Sharks.
Oh, he's a Canuck fan. I can feel it in my bones.
Canucks.
That's a shame. Well, we were almost there. Sorry, Sharks. I guess we just won't talk about you exclusively then.
A couple of years ago when the Sharks made it to – because so my gimmick is that every time the playoffs start, I'm number one Sharks fan.
Yeah,
online, right? God,
real life too.
A couple of years ago when they made the finals, I was like, just get this series over with because I'm going on 4 months of having to care about fucking hockey.
Yeah, enough already. Would you hurry up and just choke in the finals?
Shout out to Nick Rogers, by the way. Go Sharks.
Yeah, right? No doubt.
Well, just think how long you have to fake care about your Tottenham Hotspurs. I mean, that season goes on for like 10 months.
I think it goes on.
They're playing different tournaments
out of a 12-month year.
Yeah. They play like three different leagues and tournaments going at the same time.
Well, they were in the Premier League, which ended.
The Prem.
Then they're in the FA Cup or something like that.
What is that?
Champions League, you got.
Well, they're not Champions League.
I know, but there's all sorts of different fucking offshoots.
Yes, there are. The Europa League. I know about the Europa League because Braga was in it.
La Liga?
They lost. La Liga is just a different league.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's just Spain. Name it off leagues.
Yeah, like Real Madrid's in that or something, I think. Barcelona, too?
Barca?
That sounds like a thing.
Barca?
So are we saying Devin Booker's the MVP of the bubble then?
Oh, yeah, back to that. Yeah. If they get in, it's got to be.
I just want an answer.
All yeah, right. if Dame, they get the 8 seed and, you know, knock who out, you probably got to give it to Dame.
All right.
Because he's going to have to drop 50 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because McCollum was the worst basketball player in the bubble last game.
That's a broken back.
I didn't know that until I saw Jane say that afterwards. But the whole game, I was yelling to get McCollum out of the game.
Yeah.
He had no reason to play. If he can't make a mid-range jumper, he's the worst defender on the team.
Yeah.
He might as well just play Trent instead of him.
Do you mean the real MVP of the bubble?
Yeah. But makes a little sense now that he's got like a fractured
spine.
You know. You're not supposed to play basketball when you have one of those, by the way.
Casual broken back.
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps. Find a different thing to do for the next couple months. Well, is he still going to play?
He's played three games with it.
Yeah, that's
bonkers.
But they're good as long as you got fucking Melo dropping you 20.
Yeah,
Dame dropping you 40 or 50, and Trent will get you 20. I mean, seems like they're going to make it.
I love that they're we say that. All these players are putting forward all these points. Gary Trent Jr. is playing out of his mind right now, and they're still barely winning basketball games against teams that aren't playing all of their starters.
The Mavs did, in fairness.
The Mavs did, fair enough. Yeah, but everybody else is not.
Very correct, yes.
Yeah. So I know I'm with you all. I know we want to say Portland's going to beat the Lakers in the first round, but they're not.
Lock that. Lock it up.
They're not.
Lock City.
Trent's just going to shut down LeBron, just undersized guarding him.
One-on-one.
Listen,
you know, just let ED stay out there and shoot threes.
I'm not picking that upset. I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
But I will say, just watching those two teams, I feel like Portland could just run up and down and be like, we're faster and we're younger and we're weird. We're going to score 140. Try and score 142. Go ahead, LA. Yeah.
Well, the Lakers are the only team averaging under 100 right now, right?
I don't know if they pushed that up, but they were, yes.
Okay.
But again, it's hard. AD sat out a couple games, LeBron. Yeah. But
I think CJ, even with a broken back, could guard Kuzma right now.
If he's hitting dagger winners.
Not even Jesus can guard Kuzma.
No, Jesus can guard.
He ain't beating him off the dribble. That's what I'm saying. Stick with him around the perimeter. You'll be fine.
I'm going to say about that series, though, if the Blazers get in, it's going to be more. Dame's going to have to score 40 tonight.
Yeah.
And AD or LeBron is going to have to score 40 as well.
AD will.
I mean, both of them probably will.
Zach Collins I think that series is happening. I think it'll be a fun series. Sure. I think it may go six.
All right.
Lillard's going to kill it. AD's going to kill it. There's just neither team can match up with those.
I'm
so
going to go
left with who's number two? LeBron's your number two or Gary Trent Jr.?
I'm going to go with Skip Bayless here. I'm going to say the Blazers win it in seven.
Damn.
Look at that. Because there's no home court. There's no home court advantage now. So
watch them lose and then not get in.
Well, I think they might have the hardest game because Spurs play the Jazz, Bucks play the Grizz, and the Suns play the Mavs. Those three teams are in. You don't know what kind of lineups they're going to put out.
Yeah.
And the Blazers play the Nets, who are just going to – they have nothing. I mean, I don't even know half the team – half their players playing.
Caris LeVert.
I don't know if he's even still playing.
Does Plumlee still play for them?
I think he's a Nugget.
Yeah, he's on the Nuggets.
Plumlee the Nugget? Jeez. I got nothing on these, like, tall white guys who used to play for Portland. I feel like I know them, but then I really, really don't. All right, well, we'll see, I guess. 6 o'clock tip-off, and we're recording this a day early. And so if we were recording it tomorrow, the game would be ending right about
Rip City, baby.
Nice Jones. So I guess we should talk about there not being any football.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, was that a thing?
No football on the West Coast.
Not if you ask Scott Frost. Scott Frost ready to play Wild Wild West. He'll play anybody. Bring out your middle school team. Scott Frost is going to fuck them up.
Scott Frost wants to go play in the SEC and win two games.
Bold play, Scott Frost.
Right.
Scott Frost, who's about a bad year away from getting fired.
Yeah.
Let's go play in the SEC.
Yeah, great idea, bro.
We can't win in the Big Ten. Let's go play in the SEC.
Where no SEC teams are going to want to travel to Nebraska to play you.
Yeah.
They're going to make you come to all their games.
That matchup with Vanderbilt would be fantastic. So the Pac-12 and the Big Ten both postponed until January.
Did the Mountain West do as well?
Yes. Mountain West did. Yeah. Yep. The Pac-12, that includes basketball. So they're not saying – I haven't heard that about any of the other conferences. But actually, no, the Mountain West might be because I think they said until 2021 as well. Mm-hmm. So it's all sports for the Pac-12 get moved to January 1st at the earliest. And that's assuming people wear masks and don't get COVID, which I don't know why that would suddenly change. So January 1st we're hoping for. And then, then they would, I guess, leading up to that, they'd have a better idea about if they're, you know, going to be able to play. And so that would then have them kind of reset the schedules and then reset the practices, which is interesting, too, because now you're seeing a lot of coaches come out and say that they're just going to keep practicing. And so I know Jonathan Smith said that about Oregon State. They're just going to keep practicing like they have been. And so I don't know if that's a way for them to keep kids on campus right now and then keep them practicing. I'm not sure what kind of the ploy is there, but they did say that, you know, kids are going to be able to get another year of eligibility.
If they want to. I think the keeping them practice thing is definitely so they keep them on campus.
Yeah.
Because there was kind of that movement at the end of the weekend where players were like, I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
My parents have food stamps.
Yeah.
I live in the murder capital of what, you know, whatever state.
Right.
So I think, and it's a good thing.
I agree.
I'm glad. That's good. You know, but this nonsense, the whole thing is just, aside from my selfish like reasonings of, wow, Saturdays are dope.
Mm-hmm.
The very real like possibilities of it, you saw Wisconsin said it, and I think OSU's president said it, but definitely Wisconsin, where they were like, listen, people in RAD, like we're cutting jobs.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's very real. And I don't know if this is the proper place to drop this, but in Eugene, there's a very prominent sports radio host on CBS Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just hear in his voice today, he doesn't know like what the future holds. And that's not even as like an athletic department employee. That's just the cascade effect of there being no season. And that's really scary. And this guy was interviewing someone who works for the U of O, calls base. Again, I don't know. I feel weird dropping their names.
Sure.
But who calls baseball, calls basketball, and helps on football. And he was saying today that they did their little show, which is streamed on Facebook Live, and people were telling him, enjoy your furlough. You're getting fired. Fuck the AD. You know, like, that's – what are we doing?
Yeah.
No one wanted this canceled. But these are real, tangible things that suck.
Yeah.
Because people are going to lose their jobs because of this.
Well, yeah, real quick, we are in a college town.
Right.
And college towns revolve around football. And if football doesn't happen, a lot of businesses, a lot of people do not get revenue that they would normally get. Because, you know, we talk about Duck football games, and we're in our Eugene bubble, and we think in our minds that everything is Eugene and Springfield based, but it's not. A lot of people come from Salem. A lot of people come from Portland. A lot of people bring money.
Southern Oregon.
They stay at hotels. That brings in a lot of stuff. And you know, my former job in radio, literally everything in that office revolved around Oregon football. If there is not Oregon football, they are not selling advertising. They're not, you know, doing promotions, all of that stuff. If that does not happen, then essentially there's no reason to have the business, you know? And there are six other stations that were in that building that are relying upon that money from this sport to be able to fund all of the other things. And if that's not there, then how do you keep the lights on?
And like, because of that, when people are very quick to rip SEC, the ACC, the Big 12 for...
I get it, yes.
I get them kicking the can down the road. Yeah. I'm surprised the Big 10, the Pac-12 called it early. Mm-hmm. I thought they just, 2 more weeks, 17 days.
They haven't been practicing.
Some conferences
like
have
with pads. That's a thing,
not right?
Pads, yeah.
Not pads. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you try to wait those 2 weeks to like to do something. You're like, oh shit, the season starts in a week or two. Mm-hmm. No one's touched a guy in pads yet. It's like you're gonna risk people getting hurt jumping into a live game that quick.
It's all just, I mean,
it's
just,
all bad. Yeah.
It's all
I
bad.
Did, like, I did see from a university angle was that Larry Scott is letting universities take loans out from the TV deal that they signed.
Credit line.
So at least the schools themselves might be able to, you know, hopefully not fire too many people because of that.
Well, on that note, today, Mike Yam, Pac-12 Network.
Yeah.
Let go purely for financial reasons. And you know, he's a hot earner.
If there's no football, if there's no basketball, then there's nothing to talk about on the Pac-12 Network.
Right. And like, and I hate saying it like this because he's great. Yammer is great. He's so good.
He is unbelievable. Like one of the nicest, most professional guys you will ever want to meet. Like such a good dude.
But letting him go means 19 other employees, salary equivalent, adding up can stay.
That sucks.
That sucks. And I'm sure he got a severance, and I'm sure he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure he's going to find a better job somewhere.
Yammer will stay unemployed for only as long as he wants to stay unemployed.
Yeah.
So I think ESPN is buying the SEC. I think that's the worst kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
As of next year, if he's on the SEC on ESPN, would you really be surprised?
No, not at all.
No, not really.
Wait, so you're trying to say it's not a conspiracy that the ESPN has a little favoritism towards the SEC the last like 2 or 3 years?
No.
No.
Well, like we were talking about with hockey, ESPN used to cover hockey, so I knew some hockey. And then they lost the TV rights to hockey, and they stopped talking about hockey.
Yeah, it went on to NBC, and I stopped hearing about it, therefore stopped caring.
I mean, we can joke about the bias, but it's a business model. Yeah. You got the rights; you're going to talk about them.
Yeah. So here we are. I mean, and I don't think I truly think the other conferences are going to be following suit here pretty soon.
I think so too.
They're all talking a big game. They really, you know, look. Everybody wants them to play. Nobody wants this to happen.
No one's rooting for college football to go away. But it's not safe.
Literally, if one player gets sick and dies, then you all look like the worst human beings on earth. So you cannot let that – as a university with amateurs playing your sport
– that's the key.
Making you billions of dollars – you cannot force them to go risk their lives traveling to Tuscaloosa, you know?
And honestly,
can't do it.
And honestly, what is the point of playing? What is the point of playing right now? There's going to be no national championship game. I mean, even if there is some sort of championship, it's going to be a huge asterisk. No Ohio State, no Oregon's in it. I mean, what's the point? Same thing with, I think, what will happen if they try to play in the winter or spring, you know? Yeah. You're going to play a modified season with no
bowls. Spring isn't happening.
And the best players aren't going to play in it.
And NFL players not playing, yeah. By the way, we have seen the last of Penei Sewell in an Oregon
game. And probably Javon Holland.
Javon Holland, yep.
Who's on number 14 on McShay's big board.
Yeah.
He's gone.
So Oregon without Sewell and Holland ever again. But we're shooting for January, right? So here's my natural follow-up question. I know we've kind of talked about this before in regards to the spring. So you have the NFL Combine. That's not going to be moved. And you have, you know, so I guess there's not really a decision to be made for those guys. But what about the rest of the country? I mean, we're talking like Trevor Lawrence. So does Trevor Lawrence, who came out and, you know, was very outspoken about wanting to play the college football season, yada, yada, yada. College football season starts in January or February. Is he just no, forget that. I'm going to the combine. And same thing with Fields with Ohio State. So are we going to have most of the good players in the country just saying, no, why would I play?
If they're smart.
Aside from – so I don't think spring has any chance of happening for Power 5. Ivy League and some of those lower levels, okay. They could do it. But aside from the stars or just third round picks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. Not playing for draft purposes. In July, it's going to happen where the government passes name, image, likeness.
Mm-hmm.
So in July, they will start getting – they will have opportunities to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they play in the spring?
For nothing.
For nothing.
No championship
right
game,
up against that. I don't – there's – I just – the spring to me is a – the you know, the longer it's been kind of talked about,
mm-hmm.
I just no, it's a non-starter for Power Fives.
So you want these kids to play like an 8 or a 10 game spring season and then roll that into the fall season like 4 or 5 months later?
Yeah, yeah. It's tough to
I mean, it's,
to preach player safety when you can just kind of expect the Clemson kids to be playing 26 games in an 8 month span.
Well, they would have to, again, they would have to reduce the amount of games they play. Even based on the reduced schedule they already talked
about.
What's
the point of playing a reduced, what's the point of playing 5 games in the spring?
Well, again, that, what we talked about earlier, making money,
making money
for the communities, making money for, you know. So because I know we're all focused on the universities and you know, making billions of dollars off of a football season. And so we don't have much sympathy for them. And maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't, because, you know, those, you know, the athletic departments don't exist without the billions of dollars that are made by those football programs. And so other sports fall off, you know, whatever. We talked about the community already. And I totally lost track of my point. I was like mid-sentence and totally just lost
that,
it.
That's what we were talking about.
So that is necessary. Some sort of a season is going to be necessary for those communities. And so not only the other sports in the athletic department, the Title IX sports and stuff like that, but the rest of the community. So something – so that's why they're so desperate. That's why they're talking about this so much. It's because they absolutely have to get something going just to save some sort of semblance of – to basically keep some of those things that we talked about afloat.
Well, if they're smart and they're all purely just about making money, mm-hmm. they would set it up to where – I mean, who wants to see – you know, the Ducks play, you know, 5 teams from the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
How about you set it up where you play teams that you've never played before? You know, do something like that. I mean, it's got to be something weird and outside the bubble to really make this draw. Because, again, who wants to see a half conference season to win nothing?
Yay! Get to see him play Colorado!
Exactly.
Well, I do like this, though.
How about a game against, you know, Ducks play LSU or, you know, how about some other teams that, you know, you don't get to see them play too often. You have that be, you know, 3 or 4 games, you know, kind of don't put too much risk on players getting hurt with the actual season, not too far off. I mean, that's the only way I see it, like, being a good product, at least also, because, like I said, these good players are not going to be playing. There's no reason to risk injuries for this.
I do like the discussion, though, because if we're talking about having a season and a shortened season.
To make money.
Then make the best of it. But the only issue with that would be, you know, who the fuck wants to play Oregon State?
But it's for nothing. Yeah, well, you need one team to get a win on your belt.
Come out to Pullman, Oklahoma. No.
No, that's a hard pass for me. That's going to be a no for me, dog.
You can do something fun with like like Keno balls, you know. You put all these teams in the mix. You get 2 home games. You get 2 away games. You spin the fucking wheel
the
and you
lottery.
See who you fucking play.
The college football lottery. I fucking love that idea.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch Oregon go to, you know, a Boca Raton to play FAU and play Willie Taggart.
Yes. Oh my god, I love that idea. If only that could be a thing. Could you imagine you draw as an Oregon or a Washington or, you know, whatever, you draw like UCF or something, like, fuck. So not only are we braving COVID for this, but we're flying into fucking Florida and going across the country a couple of time zones over.
We'll put the preface on it that, I mean, COVID needs to be gone for all this to happen, for what traveling, you know, outside a conference like that.
And fans still. So again, it's guys, not going to happen.
It's my freedom to allow COVID to run free in this country. Yeah. I just want to remind you of that it is my freedom to allow COVID to run rampant.
That's right.
Honestly, I think this little, you know, you call it whatever, you know, you do like the MLS, the welcome back, you know, college football, you know,
the mercenary cup.
Yeah, right. Ooh. And you play your four games and maybe, you know, maybe have some sort of, you know, bowl games out of those four games.
Or you only play bowl games. That's it, right? You only play bowl games. So every team gets one game.
Tempe, Arizona. The Oregon Ducks face the Florida State Seminoles in the blooddiamond.com bowl brought to you by mercenary.org.
But I mean, are we going to
buy fuckthemkids.com?
Exactly.
Are we going to be so starved for football, though, that we're actually going to care if there is like a bullshit spring in conference shit?
That all depends on the NFL.
With no good
totally players. Depends on the NFL. So I've been so. I mean, I'm online a lot, so I feel like I should be more connected than I am to some of this. I had no clue. No clue that like NFL teams were practicing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're filming
Until
Hard Knocks.
Today at like noon.
Yeah.
When I saw there was a Hard Knocks episode. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a video of Honey Badger chasing down Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I'm like, wait,
is this now?
This is now? I think I've been so wrapped up in the college thing that I'll backtrack a couple weeks from here. I am surprised that they didn't try just because of money.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what we said. That's what we've been saying.
But I'm surprised they didn't try. I still think the NFL is I still think nothing's stopping them.
No, I agree.
Georgie in the Super Bowl, and they're good.
Just quick pause, just because I know you guys want to know, my Vancouver Canucks just won 5-2 against St. Louis Blues.
Oh, yeah. Super interesting. Yeah, thanks for the...
A lot of fucking wicked wristers and power play goals.
Thanks for the live hockey updates on a podcast.
Yeah, I know you needed it. I know you... Though that's just for you two.
GSB Sports Radio!
I know. No, so, NFL teams have been practicing for a couple weeks. They haven't really been publicizing it much. I think they're almost trying to be under the radar a little bit.
Are they?
Because we haven't heard about any positive tests or anything like that. You know, since Zeke, right? Since Ezekiel Elliott, we haven't really heard about an NFL one. So I'm a Niners fan, so I follow them on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. And you'll see, I saw one today. Of, you know, Garoppolo throwing passes to Kittle. But other than that, like nothing. And they've apparently been there for a while because I remember rookies and stuff reported a week or two ago. And so they've been there since then at least practicing. And so I don't know, you know, if that was a conscious effort by all of the teams to just be like, hey, you know, we're going to be here. Let's not make a big deal out of it. Let's keep doing this. If somebody tests positive, let's, you know.
See, fly under the radar to see how this all pans out for a couple
exactly.
weeks.
Exactly. Keep all the eyes off us. Thanks, Kamala Harris. Really appreciate that. Good. We'll just let y'all focus on that for a little while, like whatever. Just as long as y'all ain't pay attention to football. And then, boom, September comes around. Football's here, y'all. Woo! We saved the world. I don't know. I agree with you, Kenneth. I think the NFL is going to dictate a lot of what happens with college.
I've seen some people equate, them shutting down college football, but they're, and the NFL teams are practicing. Uh-huh. And it's the same thing. They're professional athletes. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you were Steve Pitts getting paid in college for something, different story. People, yeah. A lot of people can't get that through their fucking minds. They. Yeah.
I'm so sick of seeing motherfuckers going at NFL players for talking about opting out or just opting out. Like, yes, they're getting paid. Yes, you are having to do your job in COVID times. Yes, you are. But you know what? You're not in one of the best unions in the history of Earth. So you don't have that choice. They do have that choice. And if they do, I fucking guarantee you, if you assholes had that choice to not work and keep your family safe and, make sure your parents don't fucking die because you have to go to work.
The Republicans don't want you to have that right now. So that's the
– whoa, whoa.
There's the rub to that.
Stick to sports, Keith. Stick to sports. Stick to
sports. But that's the funny thing. You're saying the exact same thing what people are complaining about professional athletes for trying to do.
You have that choice, then yeah. You would take that choice. You would. Don't say you wouldn't, because of course you would. You still get paid to not work and keep your family safe? Fucking of course you would. By the way, you just did that like 2 months ago. So what are you even talking about? Shut up.
Here's a quick question, though. Are you guys surprised at how many baseball players are playing? Like, how many players did not opt out?
A little bit. A little bit.
There's
yeah.
not that many.
Yeah.
And baseball's a weird sport where your contract's more or less guaranteed.
Yeah.
Why? It's kind of like I thought there'd be more players not risking it, because they got 10 years to make $300 million. Why play for 3 months and risk it?
And I was curious too why Moore didn't back out once, what happened with the Phillies and the Marlins and the, it's
Indians now. God.
Yeah.
That's the worst one of them all.
Yeah. That all that stuff is happening now. And so if I were one of those teams, it's like, man, I got these fuckers on our schedule. Like, I don't want anything to do with them. We have to play them. They're not taking this seriously. Why am I here? I got a wife and kids. I should just go be with them.
What was it? Just on Monday or whatever, Marcus Stroman just opted out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a bad trade for the Mets. Bunch of prospects, and they got like nine starts.
Yeah,
now they could have seen a pandemic coming, but
some team's gonna have a great season next year getting Stroman.
Oh yeah,
fresh,
yeah
right,
fresh yeah, Stroman.
Yeah, right now they just slot in David Peterson though.
Pro Ducks,
former Duck. That's right. All right, anything else on this before we get to our list? And
It's just a mixture of sadness, and I know perspective. I totally get it. I wasn't diagnosed with cancer. Right. There's just no Duck football. I totally get it. But it's not even just Duck football. At fucking 7 o'clock at night, you give me some wacky Red Raiders versus Cowboys game. Now, maybe not Pitt. That's probably
take it easy.
You know what I mean? Even some sloggy ass 6-9 Purdue Iowa game we can make fun of. Therefore, and I get it, perspective. I'm alive. I'm well. It just sucks, and not to get super political, like political ski over here, Mister.
Yeah, right.
Mister. Lib man.
Jeez.
But
call me C-SPAN from now on.
In all seriousness, it is really frustrating to look at almost every other country, and they took it serious from the jump. And even if they're playing without fans, they're playing. And I know college is different. College is different. We have professional leagues going, but to get college to go, we had to be extra careful.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't.
Yep.
Because freedom.
We had our choices. Yep. I don't like the attitude of people saying that anybody wants, like, people's opinions where they're saying, like, the media doesn't want football to happen. It's like, what? People in the media are losing their jobs. Why would you think the media doesn't want – this is their job to cover the sport. They want it to happen. Everything in their life revolves around the sport happening. Why would that be your thought?
Yeah, I feel like literally right now
– literally everybody wants college football to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Like I'll see a post from Dan Wolkin, wherever he's from, USA Today or whatever.
Yeah, it was USA Today, I think.
And it'll just be COVID stats.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, look at you. You don't want sports, you little cuck. You liberal soy boy. You don't want football. Yeah, it does.
Everybody wants football.
Everyone does. It's not... What?
Again, we're talking about media people losing their jobs. Do you think they want to lose their jobs? No.
And it's the dumbest among us on a shitty application like Twitter who say that stuff.
Yeah. The lowest of the low on the lowest platform.
Completely.
Remember when that was YouTube comment sections?
Woo.
Jeez. Woo. Those were the days. All right, hit us with our list, man.
I stole this list.
This is absolutely thievery.
And I got no qualms saying that. Just complete thievery.
We should probably give credit to the person you stole it from, right?
Do I?
No, fuck
no.
Him.
Okay, fair enough. No,
fuck him.
No, this is ours. We're claiming it.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, it's like that Space Force show on Netflix where, you know, like they're fighting over who claims the moon. Like China just rolls over the American flag on the moon. That's us. We're China.
Yeah. If you're listening,
China,
you probably know.
China.
But in the spirit of hot ACC action in a couple of weeks, maybe. Your top three favorite bar foods. You go to a bar to watch games and
like
that's kind of a – actually, is going to bars to watch games still a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know it used to be when there were, like, closed-circuit stealing games.
Mm-hmm.
But
God, remember those with no commercials? Like, the commercial breaks would just have shots of the stadium.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
A lot of Oregon games at Wazoo or Stanford were closed circuit bar games.
Pre Pac-12 network, man, those are the days.
Yep.
So top three bar foods.
Top three bar foods.
So can we go specific bars and specific
foods? I had a big problem with this as well.
You can, absolutely. You can.
Okay, all right. Now my problem is going to be remembering the name of the bars.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
I haven't been to bars in a little bit, fellas.
I was like, oh, like Taylor's Bar. I was like, I wouldn't eat anything from Taylor's. I don't want to get roofied. So
I got one. I'll go three. My number three is the bacon cheese fries from Rennie's.
Rennie's, yep.
That should be my number one, by the way, because that's the only one I could think of specifically off the top of my head. But bacon cheese fries from Rennie's. Had many of those. They were fantastic. I beat you to it. All right, who's up?
Well, I guess I'll go. My number three is shoestring fries.
Shoestring?
With Cajun seasoning on it. It's going to take some heat.
Hey.
But shoestring fries
are garbage.
The superior fry.
Pure trash.
The superior fry.
Trash. Potato garbage is what they are.
The superior fry.
Wow. I can't believe anybody would say that about
every fry is crispy.
Ugh.
But they're not. That's the thing.
They're not, though. Yeah.
All right.
What kind of shoestring fries you guys are getting?
I like you, Ski. But I don't respect you anymore.
You'd probably say fucking tater tots.
Well, the tots are the superior potato product. But
look,
whatever.
If we're comparing the two, then yes, tots are way better.
Yeah.
Let's change this to favorite potato top product. Tater tots aren't even close to the fucking list.
What?
Oh. Scallop potatoes are really
high. That's a dinner. What are we doing here? Scallop potatoes. Hey, yeah, roll up to Rennie's. Yeah, give me some scallop potatoes.
Really high on the list.
God. My number three is mozzarella sticks. Whatever. God. Scalloped potatoes. You know, talk about baked potatoes next. Like,
yeah, we ain't leaving cheese out of this equation. I almost want to do bacon cheese fries for all three of mine. Number two, though, I'll go wings. I really like wings.
You can't go wings.
You get wings with some ranch. It depends on where you get them.
Yeah, but, see, that's the caveat. Yeah. A lot of these are.
Yeah.
My number one is wings, by the way. Okay. And they're flats. Flats only for me.
Flats only? What do you mean flats?
Flats. No, they have the drumstick. And then the other ones are the flats.
You know, gotcha. So, like, the actual thing.
The actual wing, yeah, the flat.
Yeah. I could see that. Y'all into boneless wings?
Oh, it's the boneless wing. People get mad about this. It's the superior actual sustenance.
I love it.
Because there's meat.
Yeah.
You get a wing, and you're like, oh, I'm a mouse. Mm-hmm. Let's get another one.
Yep. It's the best thing of all worlds. It's a chicken strip with the wing sauce and texture. That's fucking perfect as far as I'm concerned.
Look, I don't even care. Chicken bonds. Mm. They're chicken strips.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, chicken don't bones, even... right? Is it chicken bones?
I was
trying not to give them a free plug.
Huh, yeah, right.
Fuck it. You know, if they make the good food, they deserve the credit.
Whatever.
Yeah. We shouted out Rennie's already. I think we're okay.
That's true.
And Ski shouted out Taylor's, which is really good to do in 2020.
It was not a very yeah. I don't know if you call what I said a shout out, saying I don't want to get roofied by eating your food. So
oh man,
that was a public service announcement. I said not a shout out.
Literally everybody knew all of the horrible shit that went down there on a regular basis, and it just didn't matter for such a long time. Oh my god. Number one, I gotta go nachos.
I still got a number two here too.
Oh, you got number two. What's your number two?
King's got a number two as well.
What? Yeah. I skipped ahead. Yeah, oh, no, that's right. You said number one, Ski. That's right.
Because I had wings as well.
My bad.
My number two is any kind of fried seafood. Fried clams.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried shrimp.
Damn. Bougie boy over here.
Yeah.
Boy.
Again, damn. It depends.
Yeah,
it
depends. Fried aphrodisiacs. Yeah,
some fried oysters? Fuck yeah.
Come on down again, here to the south for some shrimp.
Damn.
The caveat depends on the place you're at.
Yeah, seafood at a bar.
If I'm a Nebraska fan watching a game, you know, I'm not really touching seafood there. So
yeah, that's a good way.
We're close enough to the coast here. That's
a good way to get runny shits, my friend. Not ideal. All right, King, number two.
My number two.
You get a number two,
which feels, gosh, even more impoverished after fried aphrodisiac man over here.
Impoverished
fried pickles.
Get out of here.
Oh, but you don't like a fried pickle? It has to be a
What's all right? Where we're on the topic, superior pickle, that or the Kool-Aid pickle?
The Kool-Aid pickle,
yeah, pickles that you drop them in Kool-Aid, so then you get like a little kind of sweet crunch to them.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've never heard of that before.
Never heard of that?
No. Yeah,
it's usually in red Kool-Aid. You put all your pickles in red Kool-Aid, and they kind of turn red greenish.
Wait,
and,
so you're saying you take a jar of pickles that you buy, and then take those pickles out and put them in another jar that has
you quarter them, so you know they're exposed in the center. You throw that in some Kool-Aid.
Wow,
they are pretty dank.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, it doesn't sound good. Like, it sounds like you're just, you know, soaking them in sugar drink, and it's going to be like, oh.
Again, it's the diabetes of America. You take a nice pickle. We got to get some sugar in that bitch.
That's crazy, man. Who the fuck thought of that?
Someone with diabetes in the South.
Who came up with that idea? I was going to take these pickles and I'm going to soak them in Kool-Aid for a few days. What? You're not. They're pickles. Yeah, my number one was nachos. So whatever. Loaded nachos. Throw everything on nachos. I'll eat them. Gotta have some guacamole and sour cream on there, though.
See, that's my problem with nachos.
What's that?
You get them and you're like, God, those look good. You take three chips and you're like, God, that's just a soggy bowl of soggy shit.
And again, it depends on where you get them.
It turned into Cinnamon Toast Crunch real quick.
Which, by the way, what's wrong with Cinnamon Toast
Crunch? But it's just a soggy mess. You got to use a fork. It's a whole thing.
I'm drinking that milk, by the way. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has one of the best milk bowls in the history of cereal.
No doubt.
Yep. All right, I could see that. All right, who's up?
Yeah, I already had my number one.
Oh, yeah. Wings. Wings for you. All right, King, what's your one?
Cajun tots with the cider ranch.
Boo. Boo this, man.
The structural integrity of a tater tot is unparalleled. From the time you get them to an hour later, it's exactly the same.
This motherfucker's talking about structural integrity.
You're talking about nachos turned to a bucket of slop after 3 minutes, my man.
Well, clearly you have your focus on bar foods. If that shit doesn't hold together and isn't crispy, then you ain't fucking eating
it. I ain't eating it. I don't want it.
That's the biggest Portland hipster answer you could have.
I can make messy chips at home. I can't make crisp tots.
Sure you can.
With what?
With your iron and a bag of tater tots.
That is not the same. That
and then
is
you put some Cajun sauce on it.
It's not the same.
You can't fuck with the ranch, though. There's nothing that compares to bar ranch. I don't know what that is, but...
That's the real aphrodisiac.
Yeah, for real.
Bar ranch.
You get some of that ranch in me, girl? Shit.
Shit, they throw... Yeah, yeah. They throw a stock of stealth in there. We going all night, babe.
Roll back. Oh, my God. All right, trivia time. Let's wrap this shit up. So I didn't know. I tried to do something bar related, but fuck it. I just did fast food trivia instead. And so here we go. Let's get right to it. No setup needed, I guess. All right, so let's see. Ski, you won last time.
I won the Great X Games Challenge.
You did, the Great X Games Challenge, which I had a correction for because I said Tony Hawk wasn't the answer to a question, but Tony Hawk was technically the answer to a question because he did the 900 or something that Ski guessed. So, yeah, okay, fair enough. All right, so Ski, you won last time. You start. Red's Giant Hamburger opened what is considered the first true drive-through window in 1947. Which fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern era drive-through that had two radio boxes a year later? So 1948.
McDonald's.
That is incorrect. King, your options. McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or In-N-Out?
It's got to be In-N-Out, right?
It absolutely is In-N-Out.
Okay, I was going to say, if it's Jack in the Box, holy
God. I was going to say, Jack in the Box has been around since the late 40s.
And they're still that bad?
I know, like 70
you
years.
You can still later. Go get four tacos for a dollar.
Here's a spring roll draped in American cheese. 32 cents.
All right, King, question two. Which fast food place has the slogan, "Have it your way"?
Burger King.
That's true. That is correct. 2-0. King off to the early lead. Ski, how many secret herbs and spices are in the KFC chicken recipe?
Was it 14 herbs and spices?
That is incorrect. All right, King, your options. 11, 13, or 9?
It's 11.
11 herbs and spices.
It is 11. 3-0. We got a clear leader in fast food knowledge here.
I don't even eat fast food. I do remember jingles though.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, King. Which fast food restaurant has the most locations in the United States?
Ooh. I feel like it's a trick question.
Maybe.
I'll just say McDonald's, thinking it's completely wrong.
That is wrong. Ski, your options. McDonald's, Taco Bell, or Subway?
Subway.
Subway is right.
That was going to be my guess.
A little surprising, right?
How?
No. Ski, which fast food chain is closed on Sundays?
Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Ooh, right back in it, baby.
That one feels a little easy. All right, Kang, you're going to get this one. Who has the slogan Louisiana Fast?
Louisiana.
Don't help him. He's a slogan guy, man.
I know. I mean, Popeyes?
Yep.
Popeyes.
Yeah. Oh, that chicken from Popeyes.
Louisiana Fast.
All right, 4-2,
Ski. You might be running out of time here. What is the oldest fast food chain in the United States? And there's a hint, it is East Coast based.
Oldest. Hence East Coast based. Mm-hmm. Hardee's?
Incorrect. King, your options. Gray's Papaya, White Castle, Five Guys.
White Castle.
That's it, man.
Aren't they from Detroit? Like, where did White Castle originate?
I think it's New York, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, pretty sure. I could be wrong, though.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, too. That's like making for a correction for next week. Obviously, famous from the movie Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
You will never.
No fucking way. Okay, so
You'll never guess where it's from.
We got to wipe that one out, don't we?
No, I got it.
No? Is that incorrect? Is that an incorrect question?
When is Wichita, Kansas not on the East Coast?
Oh, God.
I don't know why I thought it was East Coast based. So should we pull that one back?
That's very suspect.
Boy. I don't know. I'm giving false hints out here. That can't stand, dude. It can't stand.
I mean, when I think that East Coast line there, I think Kansas. So that's a...
All right, let's try one more. Let's go to Ski again. Which fast food restaurant did Dave Thomas work for before he started Wendy's?
Jesus, what the fuck? McDonald's.
Nope. King, your options. KFC, McDonald's, or Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
Incorrect.
KFC.
It is KFC, yeah. Which restaurant, mostly based in malls and airports, bakes empty cookie sheets to entice customers with the smell? So based mostly in malls and airports.
Sbarro?
No, that is one of the options, though. Sbarro, Mrs. Fields, and Cinnabon. It's definitely Cinnabon. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the two right there, Sbarro and Cinnabon.
Mrs. Fields is like a thing, right? I think so.
Is it?
I think so.
Are mall courts still a thing?
Ooh.
I mean, are malls still a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Valley River still has a food court. Which fast food
restaurant? Is there Sbarro's in a...
No.
There's definitely a Subway there.
Yeah, there is not a Sbarro's last I checked in December.
Yeah. You were looking.
I was. Out in December. I was shocked.
Which fast food restaurant was sued by a law firm in Alabama in 2011 for their quote unquote meat?
Taco Bell?
Yep. They were sued because the meat was mostly filling, like oats,
pink goo?
Oats seasoning, and other fillers. Which sandwich chain bought Pharrell's famous Grammys hat in 2015?
Arabi's.
Yeah, Arby's. Yes. For $44,100, like most.
What did they do with it?
Donated it to charity. So they still have the hat somewhere. I have no idea. They must have had a commercial.
They have to have Ving Rhames wearing it, like going around saying, "We are the meat.
We are the." Is it B for meat?
We have the meat.
We have the meat.
We have the meat. Yeah, okay. All right, last one. What is the only fast food chain in America to sell baked potatoes?
Wendy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question there. I like that.
Yeah. I know that because I worked at Wendy's for like a summer in high school. And we would serve these like hard ass fucking baked potatoes from the container. Oh man. You better throw a lot of butter and sour cream on that bitch. or that is gonna harm some teeth.
Is that where Elkhorn is now?
No, that was Carl's Jr.
That was Carl's, that's right.
No, the Wendy's is where Subway is on West 11th or Willamette.
Okay.
So the Subway on Willamette, that's the Wendy's I worked at. We just got our Wendy's back, man. We almost lost Wendy's here in the Eugene Springfield area.
We did.
We got that one now, and its drive-thru is always going out to the street. People love their Wendy's, man. Frosties. You can't really fuck with a Frosty, man.
People want those spicy nugs, man.
Do you guys ever dip the fry in a Frosty?
Obviously.
See, yeah. I never got down with that.
You've done it, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
I get why people do it, but I'm like, I can skip it.
The fry doesn't get a lot of purchase on the Frosty. I've noticed that. So you have to get a couple of them and, like, spoon it if you're going to get some Frosty on there.
Well, the thing is, their fries aren't that good.
It's debatable.
They're not great.
I would put their burgers up against anybody's, though.
Oh, like, yeah. Wendy's
burgers are really good.
There's just something about the rectangular patty.
Yeah.
Just fresh, never frozen, also.
Fresh, never frozen, man. It does help.
Fresh, never frozen.
Yeah. And their buns are different, too.
Baby, Wendy.
Yeah, right? By the way, any of these fast food places out there, we know they're all listening. If they would like to sponsor the program, we're all for it. Even if they just want
to get... This episode has been brought to you by Arctic Circle.
I'll take free nuggets.
Arctic Circle, home of relish mayonnaise. Arctic Circle.